I'm Willow Belden, and you're listening to Out There, the podcast that explores big questions through intimate stories outdoors. This episode is a bit different than most. Today, we're turning the camera, or rather the microphone, inward, and we're looking at one of our own shortcomings. It's a problem that's been on our radar for some time, and we've tried a few different things to fix it, but we haven't really known how to go about solving the issue. So, a couple of weeks ago, our business development director, Alex Egerking, and I sat down to talk about it on tape. We want to be totally upfront with you about our failure and share our honest thoughts about what's going on. The situation is this. When I started Out There, I wanted it to be inclusive. I did not want to make stories that would only appeal to hardcore adventurers who have all the right gear and know all the lingo and spend all their time conquering mountains. I wanted the show to speak to and about a broad array of people. And in some respects, I think we're doing that. But in one important arena, we are failing rather spectacularly. Almost all of the voices that we have on the show are white people. And the show has become very much a show about white people and about white people's realities and about white people's problems. And while we're at it, mostly like middle to upper class white people who are straight. And I feel like that's a really big problem.
Yeah, and I agree. I do think it's worth saying that I think that what the show has done well is appeal to women, which isn't always the case in the outdoor industry. But all of the things you just said are very true, and I'm not proud of them.
Yeah, and you're right. We have had the vast majority of our stories are by or about women, and that's great. And that was not by design. It's just happened that way. But when we look at other things, it's like, okay, you know, in 2018, we had zero stories by or about Black people, zero stories by or about Latinos. We had only a handful of stories that were about any other people of color at all, and only one story about someone in the LGBTQ community.
Yeah. And one of the things we wanted to do in this episode is kind of, I don't know, get a little vulnerable about why that is and how we feel about it. How do you feel about it?
Well, I kind of feel like we're perpetuating problems when we wanted to be doing the opposite. You know, you hear about like, the outdoor industry or the podcasting industry or name your industry is like all white people and it's all middle class people and it's just very homogenous, and we wanted to not be that, and we are. And so I just feel like we're, instead of helping solve the problem, we're just feeding into it.
Really actually just makes me feel like this well-intentioned but ultimately clueless white person.
Yes.
Who, you know, I read and hear so much about diversity. I know how important it is. I'm so on board, and yet embarrassingly have found myself still in this position of not really knowing what to do about it, which I find embarrassing, because for someone like me, who is such a believer, to still not really know necessarily what to do about it, I like, is a huge personal failing.
Yeah, no, I would agree too, and I would also say, I feel the same way, that I feel embarrassed. Like, I'm the well-meaning, clueless white person. But I would take it a step further, and I would say I'm the well-meaning but clueless white person who's sort of, like, afraid to say the wrong thing and offend someone. And so sometimes I don't say anything at all because I'm worried I'm going to say it wrong, which is really a terrible excuse. Like, that is, I mean, it's not an excuse. It is a terrible reason for not saying things. And it is something that I feel like I personally, and we as a show, need to get past. We need to stop worrying about, like, oh, are we going to say this exactly the right way, and just go out and try and, you know, do better.
Right. And I guess so part of how to be better is kind of diagnosing how we got here. So I kind of think that, you know, you and I are really the team that run this small indie show. And both of us are white, straight, middle class.
White people.
People, yeah.
White people.
Oh, I started with white.
Oh, you started with white.
In case you didn't get that, we're white. and I do think that, you know, like, we bring our own realities to the table, and, you know, we didn't mean for it to be this way, but I guess because we haven't necessarily been deliberate as much as we could have been in broadening the voices and perspectives of the show, we have ended up attracting other voices, other producers, and other story subjects that look and feel and sound like us. They're the communities we naturally run in, which I think means that when we're going out and asking for stories or pitching for stories, that's what comes back to us. And to date, we haven't, until now, really made a really conscious and deliberate effort to try and write the course of the ship.
Right. And we did, I will say, we did, I can't remember exactly when it was, but we did at one point put out a call for pitches, where we specifically asked for more stories from people of color and people who are not exactly like us. I mean, we very, very clearly asked for that, and it didn't yield anything. I mean, I think we got like zero pitches from that, or maybe one. But so that really didn't yield anything. And I think part of that may have been the way that we went about asking. You know, I think this is, again, going back to, like, I think our intentions were right, but we didn't necessarily verbalize things well. Like, you know, I think we build this as a, like, we have this deficit and we want you to fill our void, as opposed to saying what I think we actually meant, which was that, no, like, we want more diverse stories because they're interesting and they matter and we want them on the show, and the show will be better when we have them. And that is what's actually true. I mean, that, like, when we think about, like, well, why do we want more diverse stories? That is why, because they're good, because they're interesting, because they're going to make us think about our world a little bit differently and our lives a little bit differently. And give us a truer picture of the world we live in. But I don't think that we articulated that very well when we were asking for pitches from people of color.
Right. I think possibly it fell into that, like, well-intentioned but ultimately a bit clueless category of efforts.
Okay. So, but, like, now, given all that, what do we do? Like, how do we fix this? This is the hard part. And I don't know that we have the answers to this.
No, I think we really know that we don't have the answers to this, and that we need help. And so we have taken the first step, and I think this really is our first step. And
admitting that you need help.
Admitting that you need help is the first step to many things. So we actually were fortunate enough to have the help of this wonderful woman at the Third Coast Radio Conference earlier this year, who advised us to do this episode as a first step.
Yeah, I mean, we went to, well, it was actually kind of funny because we went to her. It was called you could sign up for these so-called tune-up sessions, where you could have basically, like, one-on-one conferences with somebody, where you could come to them with your problem and they would help you figure out a solution to it. So we came to her with our problem, being like, oh, we're not diverse enough and we don't know what to do about it, and here's what we've tried and here's what hasn't worked. And she, this is really funny actually. She looks at us and she's like, so what are you guys doing to be vulnerable and show vulnerability? and we were both like, at first we were like, oh, well, we have, I mean, that's what the show is about. And like all of our stories have a lot of vulnerability in there. And you know, all these, we have to talk about feelings and all these things. And she looks at us and she's like, no, what are you two doing to be vulnerable? And I just remember you and I looking at each other, Alex, and just being like, oh my gosh, maybe the other person has something useful to say in response to this, because I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah, I was like, well, I mean, our voices aren't really on the show. I mean, Willow like announces and intros and does the credits, and but you know, the show isn't really about us. And then I think we had this like penny dropping moment of, oh, maybe that's a little bit necessary if we want to actually show that we mean this.
Right. And so I think, you know, that's part of where this episode came about, where we're like, okay, well, let's not just admit to ourselves that we have a problem. Yeah. Let's talk about this on the show and talk about, you know, just be very honest about like, okay, we have not done a good job in this realm and we don't really know how to do better. But we really want to try, like, actually. So that's sort of where this episode came from.
Right. Basically, so we're recording this at the very end of 2018. And I think safe to say, like, we really just want to commit to making 2019 the year where we get really serious about increasing the diversity of the show. And I think, what does that mean? I think that really means a couple of very concrete things. That means having more diverse producers who make the stories that we bring to you, and also having the stories be about people who have more diverse perspectives than we've been bringing to the table so far. And I think probably also means any expansions to the team that we make, you know, really making diversity a priority for us in who we're hiring. I mean, we're still a tiny team, but every person I think that we hire going forward, we should have this as a real consideration and priority.
No, I think so too. And I also think, like, we need to be clear, because I mean, there are probably some people who are sitting here listening to this and being like, okay, so then they're going to hire the token Black person. And like, that is not what the goal is here. I mean, the goal is not just to make our team look more diverse. The goal is to bring different perspectives and different backgrounds and different life experiences to the table, so that those end up becoming a part of the show and becoming a part of the stories that we produce, becoming a part of what we decide to do as we look toward expanding to other types of programming. You know, so we want more diverse voices for the perspectives that they bring, not for like, oh, we are checking this box here.
Right. And I think the benefit, the outcome of all of that will actually just be a genuinely more interesting, enriching, enjoyable show to listen to for everyone. And I think that goes for the audience we already have. And sort of getting to the heart of what that might look like for us, I think one interesting example is that a lot of the stories we've had to date that have been about people of color or told by people of color have really had those identity issues at their heart, which isn't a bad thing. I think that's, you know, there's a reason for that. You know, the story about what it's like to be Black in the outdoors, which is really predominantly white, is a really important story that needs to be told and heard.
But you're right. It's been a lot of stories about, like, where if the story's about a Black person, the story is about them being Black. It's not about some other aspect of, like, it's not a love story, or it's not, you know, something like that. It's like, oh, I am Black, and therefore I am telling this story, not I am telling this story, and and I am also Black, you know? Like,
right, and that's where we would love to get to. It's funny. My husband actually made a good point when we were chatting about this earlier. You know, audio of all of the kind of the media.
Media. That's where the word media comes from.
I guess so. Audio, like particularly in contrast to video, I think, has the ability to be more of a level playing field in a way, because, you know, when you're listening to people talk, often it's impossible to know about their racial or ethnic background, about their sexual preference, about their gender identity. So, you know, in that sense, aside from the fact that we all bring some preconceived ideas to the table when we listen to things, you know, it's very possible to create a situation where people's perspectives can be heard without the same kind of prejudgment you might get as when you were, if they were to be on TV and you instantly form a judgment looking at someone. But at the same time, that's a great goal to get to. We need to take the first step, which is actually bring those voices and perspectives to the table in the first place.
So, but back to this question of like exactly how we achieve these goals. And I think, one of my reasons for wanting to do this episode is to open the door for all of you to make suggestions. So if you're listening, you've got ideas for us, and you have, you know, you have thoughts of what things we might try or ways we might do better, or you want to somehow get involved in helping us get there, we would really love to hear from you. And I'm not just saying that to be chatty, like we actually would love to hear from you. So just sort of leaving the door open there for all of our listeners to get involved with this.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be great.
A huge thank you to Jaleika Lantigua Williams. She's the person we mentioned earlier who encouraged us to record this episode. Jaleika is the founder of a production company that works to support creators of color in digital audio and film. And she's worked for NPR, The Atlantic, and a long list of other wonderful places. Thank you so much, Jaleika. As I mentioned before, if you would like to weigh in on our conversation about diversity, or you have a story idea for us, please get in touch. My email address is willow@outtherepodcast.com, and Alex's is alex@outtherepodcast.com. We look forward to hearing from you, and stay tuned as we come back with a more concrete strategy for the year. A few other quick notes before you go. We often get asked how the podcast is doing. So this New Year's, Alex and I put together a very honest update, including some financial breakdowns. We lay out where our money came from, what we spent it on, and how much we paid ourselves. In case you're wondering, we each made about $1.50 an hour this year. You can find all that, plus plans and goals for 2019, on our blog at outtherepodcast.com. Also, if you haven't done so already, we'd like to invite you to join our Facebook group. This is a place for all of you to connect with us and with each other and to ask questions big and small. We've got a link to that on our website as well, and all are welcome. And finally, I wanted to draw your attention to the theme that our ambassadors are tackling this month. It's called My Body Can, and each of our ambassadors are sharing thoughts and stories on social media related to that theme. We would love for you to get in on the conversation. Just use the hashtag MyBodyCan when you post. Also, if you're not already following our ambassadors on social media, all their info is at our website, outtherepodcast.com, under the About tab. That's it for this episode. Our marketing and business development director is Alex Eggerking. Laura Johnston heads up our ambassador program, and our theme music was written by Jared Arnold. Have a beautiful day, be bold, go outside, and find your dreams.